brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Obviously, there are a lot of big world events we're going to be breaking down, and a lot of huge news stories that have been ignored because of the tragic bombing attacks in Boston, and now the ensuing government power grab orgy that is going on. The total wide open border amnesty, 800 page plus bill. CISPA passing the House, Russian or Chinese-style net censorship, in the words of tech analyst Declan McCullough at CNET News. I mean, even Google says it's draconian. That is rocketed through the House. Homeland Security be given even more autonomous power from the more and more ceremonial Congress. Manipulations of gold downward. Definitely the big mega banks are using paper gold in naked shorts to drive down the physical gold to hide the inflationary thing going on with paper currencies. We've got that. We've got federal furloughs hitting nation's biggest airports. We've got all the latest on the bombing. It is all coming up today. And former NSA analyst and before that submarine warfare expert, and of course he worked for a bunch of other big companies and has been reporting on congressional national security issues for over a decade, Wayne Madsen is going to be giving us his take on this situation. And we also have Joel Skousen on, who was on a few days after this happened last week, also a national security analyst of substantive gravitas. Joel Skousen will be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today to give us his take on all of this. But regardless of whether this is a staged event or not, you know this power structure is coming after your liberty, coming after your freedom. You know that. And you know they're going to sell tens of billions of dollars of robots. And you know they're going to sell more armored vehicles. And you know the military-industrial complex, most of it foreign, is going to use this to turn America upside down. Now, obviously, day one it happened, I said, let's look for drills. Let's look for stand-downs. Let's look for multiple patsy grips. Let's look for setups. And let's follow who they say they believe it is. And the media said it's going to be a right-winger, lone wolf. And they said, okay, they've been in arrest. Our word is right-wing lone wolf, you gun owners are going to get the blame. We got you. But because of all the photos out there, I think the evidence is clear. They said, okay, we haven't made an arrest. We were letting the person go. We're shutting the courthouse down. Panic, you know, kick the media out. And then they, the next day, bring out the patsy photos. And people are like, oh, but they said they had a firefight with them. Now witnesses, and these articles are up at Infowars.com, say, no, the naked guy being put in the car was the older brother. No, they later saw him get run over by the police. And then you notice the younger brother gets out of the boat, climbs out of the boat, and then minutes later is getting what looks like a tracheotomy. And now he can't talk too good. And I'm sure after enough electroshock therapy, he'll say whatever they want. These guys clearly, and this fits the exact MO we've seen, are double agents, triple agents. And the Israeli press, Deb Kefile, is saying that. Now people will say, how dare you say it wasn't a totally staged deal? That is a stage deal. I mean, 7-7, they were young, secular-style Muslims mainly, liberals, who it looked like were getting extra paychecks with MI5 and MI6. Well, that came out, and were being handled by a SWAT, a high-level Al-Qaeda operative, who was also MI6 and is still allowed to travel in and out of England. He reportedly was their handler. Now, that's London Telegraph, Fox News. And again, that's just one case I'm giving you. It's the same story over and over again. Look at Benghazi arming the Al-Qaeda. Look at what they're doing right now in Libya and Syria. And then when they attack us, it's like, hey, you know, come out of your house with your hands up. We have video coming up of citizens coming out with their hands up in their homes with the cops aiming guns at them. That is totally illegal and a bunch of bull and a power grab.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live on the radio, simulcasting video at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we return every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, with InfoWars Nightly News. I want to try to be calm here and then open the phones up to take your phone calls until the bottom of the next hour when Wayne Madsen, journalist, award-winning researcher, former NSA analyst, joins us, National Security Agency analyst, and then Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, Marine Corps aviator, researcher, nephew of Cleon Skousen, obviously, and the Naked Communist. He is going to be joining us as well to give us his latest breakdown on all of this. The big question is where to begin today. I told you over the weekend what the big news would be that Glenn Beck was going to be putting out about the Saudi Arabian, and it's that the White House is involved in a cover-up. Now, they could be doing that cover-up to create a rabbit trail to Saudi Arabia. Even though the foreign Saudi press is reporting this Saudi gentleman that was injured, the young man, is hooked into the royal family and did get visited by Michelle Obama. And There was an emergency meeting with a Saudi foreign minister, and the files of this guy are being altered and changed. That's coming out, and they are planning to deport him. They are planning to deport them. So dead men tell no tales, and people deported back to their own country obviously will tell no tales, at least where the media can pick it up here. Now, all that said, I'm going to address that later, because I put a video out on it yesterday, predicted what would be released, because it was already released. It was already in the news last Friday that the White House is covering this up in a bunch of other newspapers. And it's already in the news that the White House is acting very suspicious. Now, getting away from that report right now and getting into the big issues that we're looking at right now, we can punch this up for TV viewers. The aunt says that the older brother, she says the naked man in the video being seen put in the patrol car is him. The other brother was partying and you know, the night before all this happened, like he normally did, you know, drinking and smoking pot and stuff, according to his friends. Was not a practicing Muslim, by the way. But they were pretty full of themselves and had a lot of extra money. You also, again, now have witnesses in the local news. These articles and videos are up on Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking those down. Saying that, again, they tend to throw news articles up on screen. I tend to look at those articles, start reading those articles, and getting distracted. The article I'm going to put up, is my computer punched up right here? Because this is the one I want to put up here. Yeah, the aunt claims naked man in video is him. And then you look at the video and you see the face on the person going into the car. It looks just like them. And then you've got other local news and witnesses reporting that the police ran him over in the car and sat there pumping rounds into him on the ground. And if you look at what happened to the other brother, he's reportedly in the boat. I was listening to the police scanner live 5 minutes before I went live Friday night at about 6:50. I went on early because I was listening to the police scanner via Ustream, actually watching it. The guy had the Ustream set up there in Boston with the scanners with millions, 2 million people were listening to it when I was watching it with a camera on the scanner. And the police were freaking out that media had gotten into a warehouse across a body of water nearby and were videotaping what was going on with live feeds. And obviously, you then started seeing that on the news. And then they pumped a bunch of bullets, looks like hundreds of bullets if you look at the boat, into it, obviously trying to kill him. Then they get over there, and then the police are panicking because now media they tried to keep out had footage of what was happening. So they pumped hundreds of rounds in, obviously trying to kill him. Then he stands up miraculously. And don't worry, though, 5 minutes later, he's being traked, and they're cutting into his throat to save him. And then they've sedated him. And then now he's reportedly, and again, all these articles I'm mentioning are up on Infowars.com. Then they start interrogating him now, the special national security feds that are there. These are people on record that will torture children in front of their parents to get fake confessions. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built until 4 years after he was already in jail. He might have confessed to killing Jesus 2,000 years ago. He might have confessed to killing Lincoln and blowing up the Lusitania and firebombing the Reichstag in Germany in 1933. He might have confessed to, you know, being mean to Santa Claus one Christmas morning. Again, fake confessions, fake news, fake WMDs, fake, fake, fake. Now, again, there's so many data points here. I'm going to try to go over all of these for you, but here's what we know. The FBI 5 years ago visited the families of these young men to cover their butts, as they normally do, to create a history and a ledger that they were indeed watching the older brother and then recently the younger brother. 2.5 years ago in 2011, they visited them because the Russians blew their cover. That's what the Russians do. And said, we're putting in a national security Interpol complaint on these brothers going to Dagestan and going to Chechnya. And by the way, they're using aliases. And we know that through Interpol. Because the West has spent billions of dollars in Dagestan and in Chechnya and in surrounding areas funding what is known as the Jihadi Wahhabist Crescent. And they have a man known as the Chechen bin Laden. Guys, type in Chechen bin Laden. This is who the brothers went to try to make contact with. And so they could get in and out of the country. Magically, they were able to get on aircraft and things with fake names. And now there's a whitewash going on that. Now, I told you it would end up that they had intelligence connections, not just FBI visits. Now, you want to go further? Because this is the biggest piece of the puzzle of hundreds that no one is even talking about. The FBI had them under surveillance for 5 years. Probably CIA or maybe even foreign intelligence running these guys. Again, who's funding Al-Qaeda publicly? Again, who just gave $100+ million last week to the Syrian rebels? The State Department. It's over $1 billion now total in the last 2.5 years they've given them publicly. That's known Al-Qaeda being funded to again, take over countries. What is the West doing to Russia? Radicalizing Muslims, but also sending in infiltrators to keep tabs on them. And who do they use? Young men from England and the United States and Germany. Now, these guys suddenly had money. They suddenly, you know, they were flashy, always dressing like playboys, going through women like they were Cracker Jacks. These are not practicing Muslims. And that's why their father says it's a setup and that they've been set up. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? This is just like Muhammad Atta, you know, at the strip bar 2 nights before, who it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that these guys were absolutely being protected. So let's go over this for everybody here. The FBI is saying, did not know who they were. Here are their photos. Help us find them. We don't know who they are. Here's video. Here's photos. We don't know who they are. And I could watch the video and say, there is clearly a Fed putting his earpiece in and talking, and because these guys all think they're James Bond. They act overly, you know, tough and cool into the role. You see the cops all posing and sticking their jaws out as they order citizens out of their houses at gunpoint. This is all part of drama queening. And there's feds in that video they released, clearly drama queening, playing the part of secret agent. When they should have had their shirts hanging out, should have been picking their nose, should have been sitting there with a whiskey bottle, you know, in a bag, and then, like, picked up a phone and dialed it like they were mentally ill. Then you wouldn't have been spotted, feds. You should have been sitting there with trash all over the ground, up against that wall with a beer can. Instead, you're playing secret agent. I mean, you guys are a joke. Because it's all part of your template that you've arrived. I go to 007 movies and stuff, and like half the theater is filled with cops. I went to Olympus Has Fallen, and it was just full of cops. Full of cops. And walking out, I said, hey, you're cops. And they're like, how do you know that, Jones? And I'm like, come on. Look at your body language. You're in here for your brainwashing download of the imaginary terrorists that are everywhere, and you're Hercules fighting the seven-headed Hydra. I mean, you're there in a brainwashing chamber being brainwashed to be given ancestral programming, psychological programming of simulated terror attacks that do not exist. And the cops have, like, tears in their eyes in these movies. And cops are listening. You know you go and do it. And they're all sitting back watching in the theater. Well, the real war, by the way, is going on all around you. You go and you watch Batman fight the terrorist. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And that's all this is. So I'm going to try to regroup. I mean, I'm doing a pretty good job, I think. But it's just my mind is exploding in thousands of directions. And try to just give you the timeline. That's probably the best way. I did a great presentation right before I went live on air. I had Rob Dew recording me so we can get all the documents together. to get me ready for a special report tonight on the Nightly News, and I recorded it onto his iPhone audio of the whole timeline, and it just I just gave dozens of points. And then once I get on air, I've only gone over basic ones. But I haven't gotten to the big enchilada yet, or I didn't point it out properly. They knew who these guys were when they released their photos to you. Oh, help us. Here's the only guys you have to look at. Who are they? You know who they are. They were at least double agents.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer.
This is the end of due process.
This is the end.
The next time one reported gunman is on the street, I guess the police have to lock down an entire city and come door to door aiming guns at you and going in your house without a warrant. That's called public safety. Actually, it's called martial law. This is the end. They sure needed to hunt down both brothers and kill them. And they sure thought they'd killed him after they pumped hundreds of rounds into the boat. But unfortunately, I was listening to the police scanner live via Ustream from Boston. They were like, oh my gosh, the media's got a fix on the boat. Get in there and get that media out of there. But then the younger brother climbed up out of it and climbed out. And so they were unable to, I guess, burn him down or shoot him like they did Dorner to make sure we never find out what really happened. So then they had to get him down on the ground and do, I guess, a tracheotomy, it looked like, on him to make sure. They said he may never be able to talk, but he's communicating with investigators. I'm sure he'll confess very quickly. They have to. They'll waterboard his mother in front of him. And again, I'm not saying they might not have actually been part of the drill, planted something. They could even be real double, triple agents, as Debka File in Israel is reporting. But what I told you is now confirmed. There was a big, fat drill with 400 military, just National Guard, a bunch of other military in plain clothes, FBI, 2,000 police, on that route, and hundreds of them at the end, and it didn't protect you. So I don't want to lose my rights. And by the way, the martial law isn't what caught him. It was outside the search cordon area of much of the city. And it turned out finally after the people were allowed out of their lockdown, it's all prison planet training. You know, you're locked down when they say in the city now, don't come out of your homes for your security. Terrorists are in the area. That's how they live in communist and fascist countries. They just announce when you can't come out of your home or when there's a daytime or nighttime curfew. But it's all for your safety, of course. It's all for your safety, of course. It's all to stop the drug dealers, too, when the government ships the drugs in. They create the crisis to offer the solution to run our lives. And then the neighbor, you know, looks out and sees the boat and sees the blood on it. And, oh, because the lockdown had been lifted. He wouldn't dare go out while the lockdown was on. He sat there and looked at the blood on the boat and everything and waited. And when the lockdown was over, he went out to look and thought he saw somebody in there, so he went and called the police. He followed his orders. Man, I'm telling you, the police announced, you're locked down in Austin. Do not leave your home. You know what? I'm going to go out. I've had enough of the stinking government. By the way, you're running Al-Qaeda and everybody knows it. 130-something mil. You guys pull up this Associated Press. It's for my stack yesterday, 130-plus mil given to the Syrian rebels last week. Al-Qaeda murdering Christians en masse. And then, here's the big smoking gun of a bunch of them. I'm going to try to walk through this. I'm going to do the timeline in the next segment. I'm so wound up today. U.S. providing, excuse me, $123 million more in aid. That's Politico. I guess the last funding was $130 million. To Al-Qaeda. You know, I wish somebody would lock Washington down and we could arrest all the criminals there. You know, it's one thing the police say, we believe a bank robber's on this block. Please don't come out of your home in this area. But when you lock down an entire, most of a city and then outside the city, it's a joke, folks. It's a bunch of grandstanding. Military coming to your house, coming in, and I've got all these videos up on InfoWars.com of pointing guns at people. And it's all part of their cult. Government always creates cults of doing what we say. And finally, every culture says, bring your firstborn up to the temple. We're going to cut their heart out tomorrow. And people say, government said so. So you bring your little kid, the druids, you bring your little kid out to a bonfire. That's where the term bonfire comes from. They'd have it sizzling hot. And they'd grab the kid by the arms and legs, usually like 10-year-olds. That was one of the most popular with the druids. And a young boy. And one, two, three, throw him into a big fire. Ah, isn't that nice? And government said so. I mean, they're doing it for your safety. The crops won't grow if you don't do it. We come back. I'm going to settle down and go through it all. I've got to just settle down here. By the way, thousands of 9-month-old babies reportedly butchered until the sewage lines always had to be pumped out with their little parts. And guess who? When I saw this, I didn't believe it. I went and looked it up, and it's true. Guess who owns the abortion clinic where they would put babies in the toilet to drown. They would struggle and try to swim and fight for their lives. Oh, guess who? The Attorney General. Anything dirty and bad, they're involved in it. Fast and furious, you name it, but they wouldn't be involved in this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are showing video to TV viewers of what looks like about 20 police firing en masse with 223s and 308s over and over again into the boat, and then waiting about an hour and 45 minutes for him to bleed to death. By the way, there's even more of this footage, but it has cuss words over it, so you're only seeing about half of it, of the sustained fire, where it appears they load and reload their clips three or four times. Let's be conservative, 15 officers or so. You can see a whole line of flashes, or it looks about 50 yards, firing into the boat, hopefully killing Patsy number two. while telling everyone that they sure wanted him to be alive. And then, of course, you've got the other brother. You've got the other brother. Reportedly now witnesses are saying, we have these videos up on Infowars.com, that they saw the police run over him and then fill his body full of holes. And the aunt and others are saying that it is video of the older brother, Tamerlan, being brought naked into the police car. And then I guess you just stage a firefight and then say that you killed him. Again, we're seeing all the signs, just like with Dorner, where they said, we're going to burn this mother effer up. Yeah, burn down that cabin. Burn it down. And then, okay, we've got the fire, placing the fire. It's on fire. Good. Mission completed. We burned him down. And a big celebration. And then we reported it, and the news said, Jones is a conspiracy theorist. There is no audio of them saying burn it down. That was that night. Then the next day they said, well, they said burn down the cabin, burn that mother effer down, but that doesn't mean burn it. Now, who's the conspiracy theorist? Who's the liar and who isn't? You all heard them on six different feeds, three different individuals talking about burning the mother effer down. And it is the same story here yet again today, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing the same thing happen with continued rapidity. Now, again, here's the giant trillion-pound enchilada. They told you, here's the photos, we've got to show you these photos, we've got to go over these photos, because we don't know who these people are, and we need your help finding them, but don't look at any of the other photos of the obvious drill and obvious other patsies. And they've come out now, the FBI, and said, we didn't want people looking at other stuff. It was going to cause a problem. Oh, yes, I know it was, because you lied about there being a drill. And they're lying to people saying they didn't know who they were. Here are the articles. Boston bomber. FBI dropped the ball over Tamerlan. The FBI was alerted by Russian security services to serious new concerns about one of the Boston bomb suspects as recently as November. It was claimed on Sunday night. And since then, the FBI has indeed admitted to all of that. And, of course, they were talking to their family about them for 5 years. The Russians blew their cover 2.5 years ago saying, why are you letting these guys go in and out of these terrorist-controlled areas? We think this guy's suspicious. They should. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it on Sunday. Actually, Saturday, about the State Department funding billions of dollars to the bin Laden of Chechnya that this gentleman, brother number one, the older dead brother, dead men tell no tales, that he reportedly worked with. So he reportedly was under the influence and was inspired by Chechen warlord on State Department payroll who the FBI had been following and talking to now for 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. By the way, the family said 5 years before they admitted 2.5 years, and now 5 years is confirmed. So they were on these guys forever. But they released photos and videos saying, gee, we don't know who they are, when you can see feds watching them in the doorway as they walk by. Was Boston bomber inspired by Russia's bin Laden? Mother claims FBI tracked older brother for 5 years after told by Moscow of links to Chechen terrorist. Well, yeah, Moscow was blowing his cover. That's how agencies get rid of somebody without killing them and starting a new Cold War, is they simply say, hey, here's your agents, knock it off. Now, it gets worse. Here is the Huffington Post, and here is Politico. But they hide this in plain view. Representative Mike Rogers, Tamerlan may have traveled to Russia under an alias. Under an alias, Mike Rogers, the older brother, may have traveled to Russia under an alias, and it's not really Russia. It's to Uzbekistan and to Chechnya, and the Russians came and said, this guy looks like he's one of your people. Get him out of here. Lindsey Graham says, wrong name hid the Russia trip. Oh, the senator is helping us understand exactly why that happened. It is so frustrating. I mean, can't there ever be a bombing where... Let me show TV viewers, and for radio listeners, I will simply give you the headline on this. You can see it all for yourself. Terror expert, London bombings mastermind is MI6 asset. We have that article saved. It was from the London Daily Telegraph, and then there's Fox News under it. You just search MI6 agent 77 bombings. 77 London bomber, MI6 agent. That was, by the way, John Loftus, former head of counterterrorism for the FBI. So there's just some of the headlines. Democratic Underground, London bombing mastermind, an MI6 agent. Daily Mail, MI6 told agent it couldn't kill Al-Qaeda. London bombing ringleader, Harun Rashid, a SWAT double agent. He wasn't a double agent. He was allowed to fly in and out of the country for years after the bombing, and it turned out is an MI6 officer. Not an asset, not an agent, an officer. Let me say it again. An officer of MI6 commanded, to quote Destro, all you cops think you're G.I. Joe, you actually work for Cobra. But look how simple that is, that you work for Cobra, and you don't even know it. The government is Cobra.
We here at Cobra sow chaos to bring order
and weapon sales. See, it's all a big joke, all in your face. Look how the police dress like Cobra. And all the children watching that, everybody thought Cobra was cooler. You were all being imprinted. All being imprinted with predictive programming. Cobra brings in a world government. Cobra gets rid of gold, brings in cashless systems. Cobra brainwashes kids through television. Have you watched those old 80s cartoons?
Cobra currency. Hail Cobra.
That's what the intelligence agencies are. They run the narcotics, they run the snuff films, they run the little kids, they run all of it, and they get caught running all of it, and it doesn't even matter, and they get caught running these guys, and I said, whoever these patsies are, they're going to kill them. But they pumped, I don't know, if you blow that video up where they're shooting, it goes on for about 40 seconds, and there's a line of guns that looks like it's about 50 yards long, back through the trees. You can see the flashes. And you can tell they're firing from drums. They're firing from 30 round mags. And you can see some of the guns stopping for a second, you know, 2 seconds as they reload, firing, probably 60 rounds to 100 rounds per person into that boat. And folks, show the bullet-ridden boat. Just type in bullet-ridden boat or the terrorist boat. And, I mean, there are bullet holes from 308 and 223 every half inch of the entire boat. Now, what was the mission there? Did they go pump tear gas in and say, come out with your hands up? By the way, the witnesses say he didn't shoot at them with his, quote, carbine. He was hiding in there, and they pulled up, and they unloaded. Because they were told, kill him. That's why they told the media, you cover this, we're going to kill you. That's why they told citizens, you come out of your house, you're dead. All right, you know, let me just do this. Let me just take calls, and when I start the next hour, I'll do the timeline. I actually wrote some notes on this, and it's just so frustrating. But is anybody going to call the FBI on the big elephant in the room? They lied for 5 years, not 2.5, they knew who these guys were. And these guys clearly had fake identification and were allowed to travel in and out under aliases. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy Visa Section, Springman, look it up. Toronto Star was the first to break it in 2001, where they were ordered to let Muhammad Atta and the other 14 hijackers from Saudi Arabia back into the U.S. They were flagged as terrorists, and they said we're not letting them in, and the State Department had the CIA call them and say those are our agents, our assets. They're not terrorists. That's their cover. And then we've got Lieutenant Colonel Butler, the head of the Defense Language School at the time, going on the news, going to the newspaper and saying, five of the hijackers were in my school. Muhammad Atta and two others were in my class for a year. Two semesters at the Defense Language School, 2 years before 9/11. He knew Muhammad Atta. He drank coffee with Muhammad Atta at the commissary and had lunch with him. Muhammad Atta sat two rows back for two semesters. And all the colonel said is, folks, the government was involved in this. These guys are patsies. Those hijackers on the news are U.S. government trained. Now, that's San Jose Mercury News. That's Associated Press. If the media is listening before all the White House organs, because, look, I know you work for the White House, Media Matters and all the rest of you. It's on record you do. But most of you aren't real terrorists. Most of you aren't real criminal globalists. You probably wouldn't, you know, hurt the neighbor's dog if you were offered $1 million. But see, just denying all this doesn't make you not guilty. When you sit here and go, Alex the crazy says the government ran the 9/11 hijackers, I don't know what really happened once they got on those airplanes. All I know is there was a stand down ordered at NORAD. And whether it's 7/7, the London bombings, whether it's the Madrid bombings on 333 in 2003, whether it is 9/11, whether it is this event, whether it is the bombings in Afghanistan where the president comes out and says, yeah, your government is staging these terror attacks and runs Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Well, that all came out years ago. They took, here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. They took 11 to 14-year-olds and made them dig ditches around Kabul and the other two or three big cities in Afghanistan. And then they, under Al-Qaeda orders, put them out there. And then the U.S. going in there with NATO did not attack any of the bases, any of the cities. And if you go back at the time that was in the news, why aren't they targeting the leadership? They went and put innocent conscripts in there for a simulated attack. Because Al-Qaeda and Taliban worked for the U.S. on record. This all came out. It's called the Airlift of Evil. And they killed tens of thousands of children that they gave AK-47s to fight Puff the Magic Dragon C-130s and drones and the rest of it. And they blew them all up as a simulation. They were just part of a simulation. They were real, dying. Then U.S. troops go in. They're not part of the cover story. They're just told what to do. And Taliban and Al-Qaeda turn themselves in. They're loaded on C-130s, given chest of gold and weapons. And U.S. colonels, one colonel in Special Forces went public to the San Francisco Chronicle, said we were ordered to fly 30 to 40,000 of them over the mountains into Pakistan and give them weapons and gold. They showed up. I give up. Now give me gold. Give me gold now and rocket launcher. You want us to take out Pakistan so you have excuse to... I'm giving a Russian accent, whatever. We'll do it for you. And we grow opium, yes. See, a faction of the Taliban was real and had cut opium production from 90% of world production in 2000 or 1999 to about 2001. It was 9% of world opium production. Within a couple of years, back to 93% of world opium production. 800-259-9231. And let's launch the phone system for me, guys. Thank you. Now, that's a daily drill. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, I see the same story like Groundhog Day, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and then it comes out they've got aliases, it comes out they're being protected, it comes out that you know, they're bragging to people that they're hot shots, they're driving around with their buddies in cars that says Terrorista on the license plate. I mean, this is rock star party time. And their dad comes out and says they were being handled for 5 years by intelligence groups. And I said Monday, before all this happened, I said, if somebody asks you to be part of a drill, invites you out to be part of a drill, it doesn't matter if the drill is even announced, they may blow stuff up and blame it on you. Do not take a bag. Do not be part of a drill. That's what happened on 7-7. That's what happened on the first World Trade Center attack in 1993. It came out in the New York Times that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, shut up the guys, gave them the detonator, and some evidence shows they thought they were part of the drill. We know the guy the FBI hired to cook the bomb was told it was a drill, and he goes, well, I thought it was supposed to be a dummy bomb. No, it's a real bomb. Here's the materials. Now here's a real detonator. Okay, now tomorrow's the bombing. Bust them. No, we're going to pull you off the case now. You're going to let the bombing go forward? We're going to let them park it and then stop them. And the CIA asset went, Ahmad Salam said, I think you're trying to set me up. I don't want to be part of this evil. And they said, just do what you're told. Do what you're told. The transcripts came out in court. A bunch of it got declared national security. Do what you're told. And you can imagine them telling the patsies, do what you're told, drop off these bags. You want more money for your girlfriends, don't you? Mr. Hotshot, Mr. Movie Star with your cool sunglasses. And then once their cover got blown, the mission was kill them. Kill them. Execute them. Get rid of them.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool.
phones here back live. I'm going to open the phones up and take your phone calls on this whole thing. While we're busy distracted by the bombing and the martial law rollout that is happening, while all of that's going on, what else is unfolding? CISPA that openly censors and tracks the internet and gets rid of the Fourth Amendment for an electronic, technotronic tyranny. That's been rammed through the House, ramming into the Senate, unprecedented evil, open border promotion, total legalization, amnesty, you name it, 800-plus pages, a bunch of other draconian garbage is going on while we're all distracted by this. And again, babies are being aborted everywhere, including babies that can be adopted. But, oh, the media doesn't cry for them. The media doesn't get sad for them. It's only these three people that are dead, which they use as psychological trauma to scare everyone into going along with this tyranny. By the way, we're almost sold out of the March issue of Welcome to Planet Hoax. If you want to buy it in bulk, it exposes stage terror, the fraud that they don't want our guns, the fraud that they're not buying bullets, and so much more. If you want the issue of the magazine in bulk at cost, order it now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And also, we've got all the water filters discounted, the very best water filters out there, like ProPure, with promo code WATER. It's 10% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the pro-Second Amendment T-shirts, you name it. By the way, something I haven't gotten to yet, California gun confiscation bill passes, approves $24 million to expedite gun confiscation. By the way, that's not my headline. That's the Huffington Post. They're very excited about the gun confiscation. but nobody's coming for your guns. So that's coming up. Also, again, the baby swimming and fighting for its life in the toilet as they tried to basically cram it down the toilet. They got too lazy to even chop the babies up. And people are like, you know, we don't want to hear this. It's so horrible. Well, hearing it, how about doing it? And then people in the YouTube video I did about it are like, so what? Get out of a woman's life. It's a nine-month-old baby. There's more people that want to adopt than actually there are abortions every year. It would be better for the woman just to have the baby medically. It increases women's chance of getting cancer. And I just sit there and I watch how callous the so-called left is. They're not leftists. They're authoritarians. And they sit there and they make jokes about the dead baby. And they sit there and say, oh, the baby was exercising in the toilet. I saw comments on InfoWars.com about get out of a woman's bedroom. Let the baby get exercise in the toilet. You know, I bet you wouldn't have the nerve to sit there and chop those babies up on that table like hamburger or like barbecue. I bet you wouldn't have the nerve to throw that baby in the toilet and watch it struggle for its life and drown. It's part of this disconnected decadence that's overtaken our country, where the very same people say ban eating meat because it's bad to animals, and they call it cruel if someone butchers their own chicken. They're so disconnected. I see PETA all the time, saying arrest people that butcher their own chickens or whatever for animal cruelty. See, they think you're butchering a chicken because you're cruel, not because you've been raised to do it yourself. So they care about animals, but not about humans. And, of course, it's the environmentalists that have said kill babies up to age 3 for the earth. Oh, but they want us to turn our guns in and ban black powder now because of what happened at the Boston Marathon.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.